It was much simpler. All it did was block all third-party JavaScript. That actually works surprisingly well. Like, one rule, just block all third-party JavaScript. I'm not entirely sure I would recommend that people do this, but if your main goal, if you're willing to tolerate a lot of things being broken, and you're willing to like go through the process of making the exception or whitelisting or opening up, you know, without content blockers, like if you're willing to go through that process a lot, that gets you most of the way there. I would say just blocking all third-party JavaScript gets you 80% of the way there. And that's really, it's kind of sad how much that gets you there. And all these big databases and everything, their strengths are mainly in getting it more to the point where it blocks the ads without making anything break or with making very few things break. But if you just want to block all the ads and you know, occasionally have to open something up in the unrestricted view, just block all JavaScript. That works fine.